Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Jazz bassist and composer Omer Avital will be at Wharton Center's Paysant Theater with his band on this Wednesday. Avital's music includes literally a world of influences from Israel to Spain to Africa to America. Current State's Melissa Benmark spoke to him last week and began by asking him what he listened to growing up in Israel.
I think a big variety of styles, I would say. I guess what you could call Israeli music, which is varied, you know. I listen to traditional Middle Eastern music, liturgical Yemenite Jewish music, Spanish-influenced music, a lot of American music, including jazz and just popular songs. Everything kind of radio. Later, classical music. When I started studying classical guitar.
You were born to Yemenite and Moroccan parents, and I think Americans tend to be a lot more familiar with the music associated with Ashkenazi Jewish culture, like klezmer music, you know, from Central and Eastern Europe. But your background is Sephardic, which has ties to the Middle East and Spain. And if you could just let our listeners know kind of what are some of the elements of Sephardic music?
My families are from Yemen and Morocco, and it's basically, over there, Jews over in those countries had their specific traditional music, although in most cases, it's basically the music of Yemen or the music of Morocco. I mean, there's a vast, very, very large tradition of liturgical music in Morocco, for example, or North African Jews in general, Algeria and Tunisia as well. It's just pretty huge. I mean, basically, it includes the classical, what they call Andalusian music in North Africa, which is supposedly it's been Jewish and Muslim, originating in Spain of the 9th or 10th or 11th century, as well as any popular styles in North Africa. Connected to the rest of the Arab world. You know, in the 50s, everybody listened. Once radio was part of the culture, everybody listened to Egyptian music in the Middle Eastern world and North Africa, too. It's pretty big. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to cover. In Yemen, it's a little more specific. Yemenite music is a little more, I wouldn't say narrow, but more specific to the region. Jewish people had their own musical styles within that genre.
I'm sure our listeners can hear that there's some background noise. That's because you are in...
in Brooklyn right now, New York City. Walking around, we have to live with the noise here.
What inclined you to start playing the bass?
I started with classical guitar because we had a guitar at home. And then I went to high school. I started as a classical musician, but I was gravitating towards pop, rock, whatever was around, you know, electric instruments, keyboards, anything that was a little more loose. You had people and kids playing jazz, and I was very mind blues and very much attracted to the style, the fact that they were improvising, the feeling in general. The sensation of that music. My dad bought me an electric bass when I was in a band. And then I had basses, acoustic basses, lying around in my high school because not too many people played them. So I picked one, I took one home and started playing it. And pretty much immediately it was like, yeah, this is my instrument. This is what I want to do.
You liked the improvisational quality of jazz and blues.
Yeah, for sure. But also it was... felt to me like a very uplifting music in general and celebratory even. And I liked that. It was a big challenge to improvise. And, you know, the more I got into it, you realize it's a huge world. And once you're in, you're sort of hooked on it.
You've got a band coming with you to the Paysant Theater, some saxophones, a pianist, a drummer. What kind of people and skills do you look for when you're putting together a jazz ensemble?
At this point, I mean, it's been a part of my growth. You know, it's like your family, your friends, your extended family. Luckily, I had the good fortune of growing up musically around the best musicians in the world, in New York City. And we've sort of established these amazing connections over the years. We're playing, traveling, playing in each other's bands, having many, many experiences together. And I still have these amazing connections still today, you know? So what I look for, I mean, in general, you know, good musicians, strong improvisers, people that are, I guess in general, people that are rooted in those traditions, you know, and love the feeling of jazz and blues, are knowledgeable at the same time, are open to try to do it a little different. I think most of those decisions are made instinctively. It's like chemistry, you know, it works or it doesn't. You know, these people that I'm bringing, are coming with me, are some of the best in the world. I'm very, very happy and lucky.
Tell me a little bit about your new record.
The new record is, scheduled to come out in March in Europe, and it'll be out in the States this summer, I believe in August. It's called New Song, and I'm happy about it. You know, I think it showed some of the evolution of my music and my band over the past few years. It was a very good recording.
How would you compare the jazz scenes in Europe and in America?
What I consider the jazz scene is New York City, which still is the, sort of the center. You know, it's different. Everywhere, the beautiful thing about jazz, everywhere you go almost, there's a jazz scene. There's jazz people, jazz musicians, jazz lovers, some clubs, some associations, some, you know what I mean? It's very, very cool. In Israel, where I'm from, there's a lot of great interest in jazz, in Japan, Italy, everywhere. Obviously, France and Paris. So it's just different everywhere, but it's kind of interesting to see that it's like a family scattered around the planet.
What do you ideally want people to experience when they listen to your music?
Something they haven't experienced before, maybe. Being in a familiar place, but experience it in a new way. So hopefully they feel that, and I don't know, feel happy. You know, that's what I would hope. That's what I feel. When I play my music, when I write, and the reason why I'm doing this, because jazz is definitely about transmitting that feeling and the sensation almost.
Well, I sure appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. And
thank you. I apologize for the city of Brooklyn for its noise and disruption.
Without the city of Brooklyn, there would probably be no jazz. So always forgiven. Yeah. Omer Avital, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.